The shores of northern Lebanon have become part of a route for refugees and migrants bound for Europe. 4 months ago, a tragedy at sea highlighted the desperation among an increasingly impoverished population. Now, survivors have returned to the site of the shipwreck about 6 kilometers off the coast. At least 30 members of their families, among them children, are still missing. With a submarine paid for by donations, an operation is underway to try to retrieve bodies that could still be inside the boat 450 meters below sea level.
The Lebanese government did not do its duty towards its people, and it is because of them these people died. They wanted a better life.
Salam and Ghania Jondi were among those who drowned. Their mother, Baria, survived. Along with her two sons and future son-in-law, she and her two daughters had hoped to reach Italy to escape a life of poverty and unemployment. There are conflicting reports on what caused the boat to sink when it was intercepted by the Lebanese army. But families want closure.
Even if it's just one bone, I want it. A shoe, a sweater, whatever it is. It belonged to my daughters, and I want it.
The tragedy hasn't stopped Lebanese from trying to reach Europe by sea. Earlier this month, 75 people were rescued from a sinking boat off the coast of Turkey. Authorities say illegal migration has been increasing steadily.
At least 3,000 people are believed to have tried or were able to reach Europe in the past 6 months. And unlike in the past, most people risking the journey are Lebanese, not Syrian or Palestinian refugees.
I will make another attempt to leave, and another. I won't stop until I leave this country. You live without any dignity here.
There's helplessness and concern for the future. But most of all, there is grief. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, off the coast of northern Lebanon.